Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
I've known many evil places in my time, but this realm, called Barovia, is among the most dangerous. A man could drown here, though he wouldn't need any water to do so. This place is ruled by a man, no, more a creature actually, known as Strahd von Zarovich. It is said that anyone who can slay him will be set free. If they don't die in the attempt, of course.
Well, who wants to go to the Amber Temple and who would like to stay here?
I think you should sleep.
I'm perfectly fine.
You've literally been up all night. None of us are in the best condition. I also gesture to Iona, who is drunk. Let's take the day.
Good point.
I'll lead Hector to, I guess, the halls.
Sure.
And help him into it.
You stand up, you turn around, and you see Iona still sitting at the table.
I'll sit at the table across from her. I didn't know you and Elainiel were an item. I rather thought you and Keening had something.
Look, I want to be honest.
Right?
There was not nothing between Keening and I.
Oh, poor little Pippi.
Just as I said, to most people, they are who are clever. Their heart is a guarded thing, not necessarily something that you might put in a locked box and throw into the sea, but certainly something that you might consider before giving to someone. I don't have that impulse.
Yeah.
Keening and I, it was nothing more than a kiss.
Pip's just very still for a little, like a little too long. And then if your heart is entirely without lock and key, I know mine is sort of like a vault. So I understand why I understand why he would have. So all of Branch accepted.
You see Iona is like rapidly running through things that she's trying, both thinking about saying and then trying not to say, and then a million other different types of thing as well. And she finally lands on, I am glad to hear that Keening is alive. He is a good, kind man.
Yeah, he's the best of us.
She nods slowly.
Well, I put both hands on the table. I might go for a walk.
She nods.
I'll get up and just do a little hot lap of the area.
Okay.
I gotta walk out the, get it all out of my system.
Okay. As you're doing that, you see emerging from the nearby forests, you see Esmeralda hobbling back with Iris and no one else.
I believe you were meant to get Gorob and Lushan, I say.
Esmeralda puts up both hands and says, this would not be my fault for once.
What happened?
Well, Iris very, very kindly was left. She says that with a little bit more irony than I just gave it. She probably says it with actually quite some heavy irony.
She was given, do not worry, and literally in Lushan's words, I assume Lushan, because I'm pretty confident Gorob is illiterate.
Yeah.
Enough food to last, whatever that means. They have gone, they left a message. They have gone to something about a ritual at the bottom of the mountain.
Right. Did we know that that was something they were...
I mean, you knew about the ritual.
Yeah, but
that
it wasn't like a plan that we've had that we've forgotten about.
Nope.
Okay. I go back inside. I go to the floorboard. And I'm like, bang, bang, bang. Hector?
What?
You come in as you can hear Esmeralda re-entering with Iris. You hear Esmeralda introduce. So this, her name is Iris. And then you hear a whisper, do not act shocked. And then you hear Mathilde stifle a bit of a noise.
Gorob and Lushan have gone. I mean, and Tarpos. They went and they're doing the ritual. It's not a problem now, I suppose, if you want to keep sleeping. It's just...
No, but Tarpos was like... she said we should...
I know.
Right. Oh, shit. Valakai. Fuck.
What's happening in Valakai?
Sorry, it's been a long night.
Iona also stands up at that.
Look at her hair.
In all this excitement, you've forgotten the apocalypse is happening.
In all the fighting of each other, looking at Iris and being like, Mathilde. I'm like, do they need to hear this? This is not great. The thing that... the group was meant to stop. They did not stop it. It is Valakai is now shrouded in snow and darkness.
Esmeralda gives a very knowing noise, not ironically or anything like that. Like she has insight that the two of you do not.
Is Esme?
Val, they have summoned.
Yes, the king of.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I assume because you did not know to. Purge the town of Electrum.
No, we didn't. We were told to
outside
look on
the... of the Dark Realms, there is but one way to summon him.
And...
But within the Dark Realms, as this is their home, dark entities are more easily summoned. There is another ritual that one can perform with Electrum.
After the fact, once it's...
Yeah.
Once he is awoken, he is awoken.
Because we were on the lookout for, a coin. You ask the
That's right, the
feathers. The coin, the dagger to make the other dagger.
Yes,
right. Yes. But that is how one normally does it.
Oh, the Electrum is the second ritual.
Yes, there is a second ritual that requires a sword made of a. It's not important at this point. It's kind of done.
Can we get in? I say to the dome to the.
If it is still only but a dome. Yes, there is time to solve this crisis.
There was a barrier around Valakai.
It might look like a barrier, but it is possible. It just is not pleasant.
That is what Elenio said.
Do we kill the King of Tongues?
The King of Tongues made the deal.
King of Tongues is done at this point.
Him.
Well, I don't know if there is a way to kill a Dark Lord. I would say that if anyone were to know, it would be perhaps another Dark Lord.
Oh. Can somebody get out? If you can get in, you can get out, right?
Of the barrier?
Yes.
If at this point it is what it sounds like, yes.
Okay.
It is possible to pass in and out.
All right.
But that will not last forever. All the more reason we should go to the Amber Temple, Esmeralda says.
I'm like nodding. Maybe I don't know if we've said this to Iona, but maybe I catch Iona's eye. Keening is in Valakai.
Iona, I think she does know that, so she just nods slowly.
Yeah, I think we need to head to the temple.
Yes.
Probably sooner rather than later.
Did you get enough sleep?
Yes.
You've had about an hour of sleep at this point. If you keep pushing, you probably will earn yourself another level of fatigue, letting you know.
Not a lot of it. Does it matter?
No, I mean, look, like I said, it still stands. We have to be practical about this.
Mm.
We could head off right now and assault the Burgermaster's house, but you're likely to collapse, and so are you. I point to my own arm. And so am I. I point to myself. Somebody hit me in the head with a stick.
Iona nods slowly, and she... Iona nods slowly, and she says, "It is too risky to do. I wish to have Kuchri liberated as soon as possible, but even I see the wisdom in taking things as we can."
Well,
Esmeralda, on the other hand, says, "It would be prudent to perhaps push further."
What if me and Ion here rest up as well as we can? It's still only morning. Perrin, you can scope out the burgomasters, and when we, in 8 hours from now, we assault the burgomaster.
All right.
What do we think?
A day of rest is better than none, so...
Well, I would say that the perfect time to attack is at night anyway, so...
So why don't we take the day? You can do the scoping. You can do the anything like that. Well, myself, I need to sleep. Iona needs to sober up. John Cavendish might be a lost cause. I don't think he'll come from us to the Amber Temple.
I could talk to him.
Perhaps you can. Have you ever... you and Piran?
I know what it's like to want to fade away, so maybe I can find the right words. I don't know.
You both see, at I know what it's like to want to fade away, both of you see Iona, with all of her capable composure, hold herself.
Perhaps if you two can...
Esmeralda, at the decision to not do anything right now, Esmeralda makes a little noise, but doesn't push the issue.
Esme, do you need anything regent-wise that we can, ingredients-wise for the assault? Maybe we can just spend these next 8 hours just preparing for...
I will go out and prepare what I can. I, unfortunately, was able to escape with my axe, my rapier, and nothing else.
All that is in the abattoir, right?
It is. Along with my leg. She seems more incensed about the missing leg than she does about her entire medical kit.
Do you remember the layout of much as you can about the abattoir?
I remember as well as I can.
Well,
if you are looking for a way to get up or down, I can tell you there is nothing but the that I saw except but the magic. Certainly to get down, I had to do it the hard way, she says. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I only have one leg to break.
This is a form of luck. Did you interact with the halfling?
No, he did not come in to speak to me. It was a separate room that I was kept in. Ludmilla came in a few times. She never asked questions. She just hurt me.
Okay. Well, let's get a little bit of rest, and then you do what you need to do. And go back in the hall.
All right. Esmeralda goes off to collect ingredients. Iona and Hector are going to sleep off their various maladies. Mm-hmm. And Piran and Pip, you head into Kuchri.
Yeah.
All right. As you're heading in, Piran takes out, he has a little makeup kit. He takes that out and he dabs makeup all over your face and hands until you look exactly like yourself, but now you have a blue luster instead of your normal gold.
Ah, thank you. Yeah.
Well, it's going to make things easier.
No, for sure. Yes. You're right. For any guards we run into.
I've worked with many Dragonborn in the past, and I can tell you one thing. If you need guards to ignore a Dragonborn or think they're speaking to a different Dragonborn, literally, just a color change.
Change the color. Well, it's the most striking thing about us. I get it. Well, no, it's not. I guess the most striking thing about us is we look like a dragon.
Yes. It's a... Look, sometimes being very obvious makes one stand out, but sometimes it can really help one hide in a crowd.
Are there many Dragonborn in Kuchri?
Enough.
I mean, I know there's a mix of all, but...
Sure. Enough that you will not be noticed, I'm pretty confident, he says. And if I'm wrong, you don't know me.
Yeah, well, I figured.
You get into Kuchri, no trouble whatsoever.
Cool.
Piran, you see... As you're walking through, Piran leans over to... There's another Dragonborn. Mm-hmm. He looks like just a vendor, a clerk of some sort. He's selling odds and ends, just kind of anything that he can get his hands on. Piran leans in and whispers something to him. He whispers back. Piran turns to you and says, I'm going to very quickly get a list of anyone currently working in the abattoir, so we'll know at the very least if
Cavendish is currently
on the floor. You keep making your way through the city. Every now and then, it looks like Piran's just kind of doing his day-to-day.
Yeah.
It's like a bring your kid to work day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I get to see what Piran does.
That's nice.
That's exciting.
It feels very much like you are watching a spider in the center of its web pulling at little threads here and there. Piran looks really in his element. It's like a fish through water. It looks like he was born to do this.
Hell yeah.
People come to him and he makes decisions, sends them off. At one point you walk down an alley and you can see that someone that he needs to intimidate has been captured and dragged back there. He doesn't, thankfully, hurt them this time, but he quite clearly implies that some very bad things are going to happen to some people he cares about.
Yeah, sure.
And then at a certain point, Piran is presented with a scroll of paper, which he opens up and looks back at you and says, well, we can confirm he's not on the floor of the abattoir. Well,
that's good. Then I assume he must be in the fine
tavern
end.
Or at his home.
I don't know where he lives, so let's try the tavern.
Well, we can
first.
Check the tavern. If he's not there, we'll find his house.
All right, we'll head for the tavern.
In the fine end, you have a little look around and you don't find him, but on the way, Piran has already learnt the shack that he's staying at.
That's good. That's good.
So you head from the fine end. Oh, well, Piran has to go in because you're not welcome.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, right. I was waiting for that moment where I had to be like, oh, Piran, actually.
Oh, wait, no.
You're blue.
I'm blue.
You're blue.
Hey.
You're allowed back in a fine end.
Hey.
Walking in like I own the place.
Another time. Then just get Piran to make you green. All right, you head through Vagabond and you find this ramshackle. This is what a lot of the shanty areas look like. It's like someone with Lego blocks got shacks and stacked them. Just like it was a child doing it. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It looks very precarious. But you make your way through that as well. There's a walkway that gives access to all the different shacks. You walk to one in particular, Piran knocks on the sheet metal door, and then John Cavendish answers. He looks a little drunk.
Okay. Does he recognize me? I know I've changed color since we last spoke.
I think he'd probably recognize you.
Yeah, he's looking more directly. I know when we last spoke, you pretty much sort of brushed us off, but I was wondering if we could have another chat. I can buy you a drink if you'd like.
Well,
I don't know if you need any more, but...
No, I was trying to get to sleep, but now that I'm not going to be able to go to sleep, do you have tea?
Yes, I think I have some strawberry tea left.
John Cavendish, his hand comes away from his face. He was, like, rubbing his eye just previously. His hand comes away from his face. Have you ever been kissed full on the lips before?
Yes.
Would you like to again?
No.
probably he lets you in. You have strawberry tea? Oh my god.
It is so rare to find sweetness in Barovia, I say.
Most of the tea I have nowadays is water tea.
Yeah. Oh yeah, well, of course. I mean, you don't want to drink the Barovian stuff. It tastes like arsehole.
Oh my god. Have you ever had a tea made in Prelera?
I don't believe I have, no.
My word. I don't know what it's like in your time, but in my time, I mean, I'd kill for this tea. And back when I was in Kandor, I'd kill for that tea, if that makes sense.
No, of course. I get it. I had garlic for a little bit, but I had to give it away.
Garlic?
Yeah.
My word.
You forget the things that you miss, you know?
Honey.
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 Wow. Because the bees here, no good.
They have one of the types of bees here uses meat.
Yeah. Savory honey's not... Yeah. Well, it doesn't even really taste like meat. It sort of tastes like rotten meat.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's what they're making the honey from, really.
Wow. Well, yeah. Anyway, you brew a pot of tea in John Cavendish's very, very sparse abode. Mm. There is a cot.
Oh, yeah.
There is a chest, like a locked chest. This chest is the nicest object in this place.
Yeah.
It's oak wood with a metal with metal reinforcements and then a leather pressed inlay of horses riding through grasslands.
Mm.
It's very incredible workmanship. It looks amazing.
Kind of like beyond anything that I could see in my time, really.
There is a very elaborate and complicated looking lock keeping it shut.
Mm.
And then there's other some other sparse things, some shelves with what few food items he has. There's a ton of empty tankards here as well. All of them are stamped with a fine end on it.
I didn't know they let you bring them home.
They don't.
Okay, fair enough.
But, you know, what are they going to do? There's so many people there.
Yeah, well, of course, they're not going to notice it, for sure.
You can see leaning up against the wall, there's a broom that looks like it's never been used. And, yeah, just a few, maybe half or most, nearly all of a set of dragon chests.
Mm, fair. Are you missing a couple of pieces, I say, pointing to it?
You miss a piece and...
No, you're not getting it back here, for sure.
The only time you can get replacement pieces is when someone with another set dies.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, I pretty much gave up on games, I think, when I I gave up, you know. It's not really something you can... There's no traders or whatever, and fun seems...
I have a when I'm not, you know, sleeping or whatever, I have he underneath the set of dragon chests produces a little book.
Mm.
It's a series of kind of in a way pre-programmed moves.
Oh, right.
So you play a move and then the book tells you what move it's going to play. It's kind of like playing against someone, but you don't need someone, he says.
We could play a game if you'd like.
He shrugs. He moves the set of chests over. Piran is standing awkwardly in the door. John Cavendish glances over like he's spotting Piran for the first time. Please, I don't like it when someone stand... Piran?
Huh?
Piran makes the same noise. Piran. Piran.
I look at Piran like, do you know this guy?
Did you work for me at some point? No. Piran, we sailed together. Piran doesn't know what to make of that.
Is this true, Piran? Did you sail with Mr. John Cavendish?
I don't think I know this. No, we have never met before. No, yes, we have. Sorry. This is a long time from now.
Now, well, there you go.
This makes sense now. The last time we met, you told me something, and I didn't understand at the time. A few days ago, you said the words, used the expression, that ain't cricket. You liked it, and you've been thinking about it ever since. You want to start adding it to your regular repertoire. Piran's face stops. He turns around and leaves.
I'm sorry about him. I don't know.
That's fine. He's like that when I knew him as well.
He hasn't changed in 2,000 years.
Not much.
Oh, well, you know, you give somebody plenty of time, no emotional growth. Anyway.
You play a round of dragon chess with, John. Do you have proficiency in dragon chess?
No.
That's fine. You win, nonetheless. I'm going to guess John Cavendish kind of underestimates you. So he plays a few moves, assuming he's going to absolutely steamroll you. And then you don't know, you're not well versed with dragon chess, but you know how to move the pieces and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're able to kind of just trounce him in the first game. John Cavendish laughs. He thinks it's quite funny. Well, I guess that's what I get for underestimating you.
Yeah, well, I didn't have...
Piran stands in the doorway again.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What? Did I say anything else?
Do you want to come in and sit down, Piran?
Piran sits down nervously. John offers him a cup of tea and Piran declines.
Well, yes, there was another thing. You told me there was an apology.
Piran stiffens a little bit.
When the time comes, you told me, when the time comes, he wants to let you know that you're both sorry, but you found it easier to kill a man than love him.
Piran gets up and leaves again.
That is a lot to process. I understand him getting up to go. You know, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. The future... It must be interesting and frustrating to know what is going to happen, but to be trapped here. You know what I mean?
I mean, kind of, whatever.
That's fair.
It's already happened.
Yeah. And this is sort of your end, I guess. This is where the story of John Cavendish comes to a close. Look, I don't think I can convince you, really, to join us. I think that...
And yet, here you are.
That's true. Partially, I suppose, had 8 hours to kill, but also on some level, I thought I should, you know, try at least. Mm. You know, you got to give me that.
Sure. Go on then. Sell me.
One of the first things, when I first met Hector, the Aesmir that spoke to you before, I was in a pretty similar position to yourself. You know, I suppose in a way I kind of thought I was dead. Like walking around and yelling at my chicken, but at the same time, sort of dead. And he came with a destiny, and like you, I don't know what I've done with my Taraka cards, but I similarly had a set, and they didn't do me any good. So, you know, when he first arrived in the camp, my camp, near my shack, I sort of was just as disparaging. But, you know, like we said, 9 of the cards have worked. It's all come true. So far, and Kuchery is proving a little difficult, but still, I don't know. Sometimes you meet somebody who's just awash with it. The fates seem to favor them, where perhaps they left you behind. But anyway, that's sort of neither here nor there. The first thing he really did is he went to a Vistani camp, and he came back with some strawberries. And I think that was sort of the moment, you know, that I knew this was something else. So yeah, I don't think I can convince you, really, to join us, but I think I would like to be able to convince you that you're not dead. I don't think anybody here is dead. I think there's got to be some glimmer of possibility, of escape, or of hope, and I think to deny that's sort of sad. Maybe a little pathetic. I don't know.
Get a good boy card. That was good.
Shall we play another round?
John Cavendish nods, and you start setting up the pieces again. As you set up the pieces again, Piran appears in the doorway.
Have I been to hell? Yes, you told me that pretty soon after you got back from hell, actually.
Piran walks away again.
Just stay in the house. Oh, my God.
Whatever happened in hell, I didn't go with him on that one, but whatever happened in hell, I can tell you it was pretty fucked up for him. It was fucked up for the entire bunch of people. Man, you don't want to know what happened to my old captain.
Well, look, it's, you know, thousands of years in the future for me.
Well, as you finish setting up the pieces, and as you play a second game, John Cavendish says, can I tell you a story?
Of course.
Now, it's a joke, almost, actually, I suppose. So, a dwarf and a gnome are watching one of those elven epics. You know, the sorts that always has the tragic sort of ending.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And it's a
The play is about a man and a woman who fall in love, star-crossed lovers sort of thing, though their families don't approve, yada yada. And obviously it's going to end with the characters that you love dying in each other's arms.
Yeah.
And as the play is going on, the dwarf looks at the gnome and he says, I'll wager you 10 gold coins that they die in the end. And the gnome nods and says, I'll take that bet. And then, sure enough, at the end, the lovers die in each other's arms. It's an absolute tearjerker. Everyone in the house is standing, clapping, but crying heavily, including the dwarf and the gnome. And then the dwarf turns to the gnome again, and tears in his eyes, says, I'm sorry, my friend, but I've tricked you. I've actually already seen this play. And the gnome looks at him, tears streaming down his eyes, and he says, yes, I've seen it too. I just hoped it would end differently this time.
It's not very funny, I say. But I take your meaning.
Now, I've actually spoken this joke to people before, and people understand, or think they understand. I'm not saying that I think you're the gnome. I'm saying I'm tired of being the gnome.
As this dragon chess coming along.
You beat John Cavendish again. This is so fucking funny. You trounce him a second time. John Cavendish looking at the board this time with a little less humor than he had last time. He says, I really must practice more, I guess.
When I was a boy, I grew up in a monastery, and one of my, I guess you could call them brothers, was he considered himself sort of a military strategist, and this is the only thing we did together that, you know, it was the only time we ever got along. So I've played a lot of dragon chess in my time. That might be it.
Wow. Piran appears in the doorway. He looks like he's going to say something, and then he leaves.
Well, John Cavendish, I hope you enjoyed the strawberry tea. I don't know if there's much else for me to say to you.
It was nice. It was a lovely conversation.
Yeah.
You seem like a wonderful person. I hope the world for you, but, well.
Yeah, well, you might be the only person in the world who feels that way. Where I tell him of our plans. We intend to go to the Amber Temple. That's our next step.
He looks at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, I know.
What you understand was up there, right?
Dark Lords?
Death.
Darkness? Yeah. I don't know. I'm refusing to fade away, I guess. And I'll stand up. See you around, John Cavendish.
Wait.
Yeah?
He turns around, he stands up, and he walks over to the chest. He produces from underneath that shirt a set of keys. And using the keys, he unlocks the chest. He opens it up, and looking inside, you can't see what's inside the chest, he's just looking in. Looking into the chest, he says, do you ever feel like you died and no one told you?
Once.
He looks over at you, and you can see something's bubbling behind him.
Look, think about what I said. I'll see you around.
Yes, thank you for the strawberries.
Yeah, don't mention it. I'll step outside and see if I can see Piran anywhere.
Oh, Piran was at the door. So
okay, yeah,
no worries. He step outside. He literally gets out of the way so that you could step outside. You can see he's picking up from Esmeralda, maybe. Yeah. He's going from ball of foot to ball of foot.
Yeah.
You can see he's quite obviously agitated from the
everything that he... Yeah.
All of that shit.
Look, whatever. He can deal with that himself. I'm not... I'll just head back to the safe house.
Piran walks with you. As you're making your way back through Kuchery, you see people keep approaching him. As happens every time.
Like on the way here. Yeah,
people keep approaching him, trying to either pass off information, getting information, doing all the different things that his spy network does. He, every single time someone approaches, he just puts up a finger and goes, tut-tut-tut-tut-tut. They turn around and leave him.
That's good stuff.
All right, you return to the little cottage.
Yeah.
And it's not nighttime, or it's, well, they they have not had a good sleep yet.
Yeah,
so
that's
you're
okay.
I
don't want to wake them up. I'll just go into the kitchen. And is there any, like, chores that need doing?
Yeah, sure. There's always chores that need doing around the house. You can find something to do.
Yeah, yeah. I'll sweep or something.
Sure. They have like a little chicken hutch. Mm. You collect eggs and for once are not afraid that you... how easy it could be. Actually, I'd say Pop has just wandered off and has made...
Friends
like a little,
with those chickens?
Not friends. Actually, they seem quite terrified of... Actually, you see a dead chicken, and the rest seem quite clearly terrified of Pop.
Okay. Well,
but Pop has settled down in one of the little nests there.
he stole a nest. I killed the chicken to steal the nest.
Did he eat the chicken?
I don't know. It seems like it was just fully combat. It was like an act of violence. I obviously do not try and get an egg from Pop, but maybe I try and get some eggs from the other chickens. And maybe is the house basically just empty except for me, Piran, and then everybody who's asleep?
Yeah, the two kids don't seem to be around. You're not sure what they're up to, and their mom Matilde is also not here. So they're all away doing something.
How long, this is a weird question, but how long till I think everyone will be awake?
You'd give it maybe another couple hours, and then at the very least, if they've not woken up, you feel comfortable waking them up.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll do a couple of chores here and there, keep the house nice and tidy, and about the time I think they'll start to wake up, I'll like maybe cook an omelette with the eggs I collected.
Okay, no worries.
It's not going to be a good omelette. We're talking a Barovia omelette.
Well, yeah.
Dude. You crack a Barovia egg, it's just like black ooze.
Every Barovian egg has both yolk and dead chicken. Oh, dead chicken. You got to pick the blood and the corpse out of it.
Gross. But yeah, I'll make it all. And then like,
that is insane. They just don't taste as nice. That was a joke. They just don't taste as nice.
I'm just thinking every morning I tend to have a smoothie. I crack an egg in. Just doing that with Barovia.
You know how a color can be muted? You could describe something as having a muted color. You would describe every flavor in Barovia as having a muted flavor, except sweet, which doesn't exist.
Everything's a little matte, you know?
Yeah, exactly. What?
I
know this is so unnecessarily in-depth for the omelet.
Sure.
But what's the cheese situation in Barovia?
Cheese probably is...
It'd be like a hardy cheese.
Yeah. It'd probably be a... They wouldn't have soft cheeses around these parts. But you could get a cheese.
Okay.
Are there bitter cheeses? They'd have bitter cheeses.
There shouldn't be.
I'm going to Google. Is there a bitter cheese?
I'm just trying to think like what, we would call like that government cheese.
Yes. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Big block.
100%.
And it's... Oh. Sorry, go on.
The most basic cheese you could imagine.
Yes, actually all cheese would be bitter here because bitter cheese can be the result of one of two things. It wasn't drained enough, which is probably not the reason, but not salted enough. There is no salt water in Barovia.
Hard to get salt.
Only
tears.
Yeah.
It's the only way to get salt in Barovia. Like
tears and some minerals.
So all cheese would be a little bitter just simply because there's not enough salt for it.
I do the best with the ingredients I have.
I understood no sugar. Like I could understand that on a weird, like, I get it.
Fair
no
enough.
Sugar. There's no sweetness there. No salt.
Where else are you getting salt from?
I know. It's just fucking
doesn't
me
grow
up.
On trees.
Rock this? Salt?
That's I know. I just made a great joke because it is in rocks. But no, none of the rocks here. They're bad for salt.
Okay.
You get what's called full salt in Barovia.
Okay, well, yeah.
It looks like salt, but it ain't salt.
It's not salt, and don't lick it.
Right, okay, yeah. The idea of no salt, McPepper, like, fair enough. In our, like, you know, history, it was a kind
absolutely.
Of a,
it was
something
a,
that was rare, and we fought wars over. Yeah. Salt, I'm like, so basic.
So basic. Couldn't you get it out of ham? Oh, all right, well, I make a sad...
salt farm, just being, like, getting pigs, just, like, poking them, making them cry.
Yeah, making them cry.
Pig, you're
sweat.
Stinky.
Stupid, like the salt, pig tears. I make a fucking sad, bitter omelet for my sleeping friends.
Okay.
That stinks. Trying to do something nice.
The entire time you're at this, both cleaning and food prep, Piran is in the living room. He's just sitting at the table silently staring ahead. When you go out and then come back in, that's the most movement you see from him. You see he's hurriedly tucking something back into his jerkin.
Okay.
And looking over his shoulder like he was doing it because you came back in.
I, I know I should say something, but I don't want to.
Then don't. Fun fact, then don't.
No, yeah. I will. Awkwardly, while I'm making the omelette, I'll be like, how are you feeling, Piran? You doing okay there, champ?
I simply don't know if there's a way to answer that question.
Okay, well...
I don't... I've heard that certain traumatic events can cause you to have all manner of responses, going into shock,
right.
Disassociating, yeah. That sort of stuff. But I don't know how a traumatic event that hasn't happened yet truly can or cannot affect me.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's not happened yet, why worry about it?
Well, because it's going to happen.
Well, yeah, but it's not happening now.
But it's going to happen.
Well, that is true.
It's destiny, he says.
Destiny.
Can't fight destiny.
Yeah, can't fight destiny, I suppose. Would you like an omelette?
Sure, he says.
I think they're going to suck.
Where were you born?
I don't...
You've engaged in conversation.
I shouldn't have done this. Yeah. I'm guessing Dragon's Peak, but I was an orphan.
Because of the dragons.
Yes, because of the dragons.
Right.
You asked me. So I was raised in an orphanage somewhere near the Union by, the Union, that area, is a trade route, right? And people come from various parts of the world through that area, and they would occasionally stop in the town where the orphanage I grew up in was situated. And they would bring, you know, spices, trade goods, fruit, mandarins specifically, and sometimes little boys. But they didn't want, or children, not only little boys.
But your surname's Mandarin.
Yes, they pronounced it wrong. I should be Pip Mandarin. So occasionally they'd have a child from a far off place or whatever, didn't want to keep it. And, if you've got a child or anything you don't want, you know, Gregory Bones. I was raised in an orphanage to Gregory Bones because they can't say no because it'd be impolite. So you drop off the orphan with the orphanage, right. And they. So I grew up there. And it wasn't great. So there you go. What about yourself? Oh, no, hell. I knew that.
Yes. I also didn't know my parents.
Yeah.
Also, by design, the way where I grew up, it's a communal space. I wouldn't call it like Kresik because, I wouldn't. It wouldn't call it like Kresik, I suppose. It's a lot harsher where I grew up, obviously, in hell. But there's a. The way parentage works is that when two people come together to have a child, the child, after being born, becomes part of a communal stock.
I see, yeah.
So to. Nominally, it's to ensure that there's no nepotism within the part of hell I'm from. Obviously, nepotism happens.
Yeah, well.
It just, they like to say that it doesn't, I suppose. It's more a fostered child or an adopted child type nepotism instead of the regular kind, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, yes, didn't know my parents either.
I'm assuming you have no desire to seek them out?
No, I care not for them. They gave me up. I don't care. No. I gave them up as well.
Nor I.
I have no strong connection to someone like that.
Some of the other children in the orphanage were more concerned about it.
Yes.
Wanted to find out where they came from. I can't imagine caring.
Mm.
But, you know, that's that.
You had brothers?
Yeah, and a sister. Well, what do you define siblings?
Well,
there were other children in the orphanage.
The chicken or cockatrice, whatever it is, Pop, is named after a sibling of yours? Like another dragonborn?
No. He was a turtle.
Right.
And a cunt.
Piran laughs at that. He thinks that's funny.
Just, I suppose that's why I named the chicken after him. And stupid, like Pop was. So, just the dumbest man you've ever met in your life. Absolute thick-skulled moron. You can't imagine how stupid he is.
Piran, actually, I won't make you roll for this.
Yeah.
Piran doesn't chuckle, but he's still smiling. But, Pip, you can immediately tell that the smile has turned from, like, a genuine mirth to kind of like a bittersweet. It's Piran is thinking a lot about something very specific. The conversation he's having with you is like you're having two different conversations.
Yes, absolutely, for sure.
You can see there is.
It's funny that Piran's going into that hole where I'm going into the pop hole.
The pop hole.
I'm descending into the pop hole.
I'm in a pop hole. You can't.
I'm in a pee hole.
Yeah, Piran is quite clearly miles away right now.
Me too.
Sure. Yes, I. So
sends
you had
us to war. Thank God.
How many siblings did you have?
Four, named hilariously, Pop, Pup, Pep, and Hank.
Yeah, I growing up where I was, it was kind of a free for all. Wasn't a lot of opportunities to make friends. I did make one, though. I wouldn't describe him as a brother, though.
Right. I wouldn't describe any of my brothers as friends.
Yes. Anyway, he's still there. Where's Pop?
Last time I saw him, he needed money. Said he was going to figure out where he came from or something. Haven't gotten it back. Did get trapped here, so obviously hard for him to make recompense, but I don't think he would have anyway. The rest of them I haven't seen in a very, 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 very long time. It did not foster, you know, a good relationship. I mean, I left with Durak Hardcastle to become a monster hunter.
Right.
So, I left some of them there at the time. Yeah, so I haven't seen them in a long time. And, I mean, I'm not seeking them out. Why haven't you gone back?
Well,
it is hell.
I made a promise. I promised that my friend, when I got back, I'd get us both out.
Ah, I see.
When Piran says friend, once again, I'm not going to roll for you. When Piran says friend, you think he means more than friend.
Yeah. Well, there's still time.
Yeah.
I mean, evidently.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps I should check on the rest of the gang. This has been too much emotional conversation for Pip and Dorian.
When that happens, or as this conversation is naturally winding down, the door opens and Mathilde and her two children walk in. Mathilde puts a reflexively puts an arm over the two kids like she's protecting them from you.
Yeah.
And then immediately her head was tilted upwards. Immediately when she notices the two of you in the room, she tilts her head downwards.
I've made omelets.
Thank you.
Then I swept the floor a bit too.
She turns around and hurriedly ushers the children into their bedroom.
I'm going to wake up Hector and the rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.